Listen, today's Monday.
How long have I been asleep? Not long enough.
Wake up! Wake up!
Another day, another dollar.
A dollar? I've never seen a dollar!
Get paid for that?
Day just gets worse and worse.
Oh, my Monday morning chit-chat at the water cooler. The only reason to have done stuff over the weekend.
Okay, guys, everybody act really happy. It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning. Get ready for the heat. And people, what will your first complaint be?
It's too hot.
Too hot, okay. Okay, just checking. Wow, so 94 for the high.
Yeah, it's too hot. Like, it's just, you know, it's we need to lead up to these days. And I know it was a nice weekend, but this is offensive, and I don't like it.
Okay. Okay, did everybody have a fine Father's Day weekend?
It was great for me.
Good. I didn't even see my children, actually.
Wow.
Well, one was away.
What a dream.
And then I went to visit my dad. I spent a lot of time with my dad yesterday.
Yeah.
I get home. Abby and Ryan and my grandson, Harv, they weren't home, and I went to bed, so I missed it. So we're going to celebrate tonight.
Okay.
Good.
Nice. Okay.
And Bruce Beckham was wearing his Men for Maine shirt yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Styling.
Yep, that guy is styling.
He is
celebrated his two holes in one. He had two holes in one in the past month.
What?
That's unbelievable.
Wow, I know.
Playing the U.S.
That is unbelievable.
I think
Phil Mickelson needs to have a talk with him.
Yeah.
That's what
he must be awesome, huh?
He must be broke. What's the rule? You got to buy the whole club around?
Yeah.
I don't think he belongs to the club. So
yeah, okay, well, smart move on his part.
Nice, huh?
Hey, by the way, speaking of Phil Mickelson, that's one of the things we'll cover today. That was an amazing thing. You know, what did Phil Mickelson do in the U.S. Open that we've all done and or wanted to do? And he finally did it in a tournament, and he didn't get disqualified. So we get that coming up here. Bill Lee and the Red Sox report, 8:40 this morning here. So what did Tom Brady tell Oprah Winfrey? We're going to share about retirement. We're going to share that with you this morning. And let me see. Hey, did anybody see The Incredibles?
No.
It was incredible.
It was too nice outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. $180 million. It smashed the all-time record for for movies.
I wasn't going to go to The Incredibles again because it's Father's Day weekend and every kid and their father was going to see The Incredibles.
I wanted to see it. It's on our list. We love that movie.
Yeah,
hey, how about Mexico beating Germany?
Wow.
In the World Cup. That is huge. And as a matter of fact...
Really?
Yeah, I have no idea. No.
Okay.
I'll believe you. Exactly.
In Mexico, it was so excited, it set off a false earthquake alarm from just people jumping
people
up and down.
Yelling and screaming.
Are you
jumping.
Serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
That's
I'm serious.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true. As a matter of fact, we'll see if we can get the audio for you. Okay?
Okay.
So, and we got the Dirty Laundry Report coming up this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we have how some celebrities celebrated Father's Day, and one of them is not so nice.
Okay. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
And this is where the excitement begins on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program, ladies and gentlemen. Because on the line with us is a young man. He's a 21-year-old college student at the University of Maine from Middleborough, Massachusetts.
Wow.
His name is Benjamin Carey. And Benjamin Carey is now going to have a chance, an opportunity to win $1,000 in 60 seconds.
Wow, that'd be good.
First of all, good morning and welcome to the show, Benjamin. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you. So you're at the University of Maine. What year are you?
I'm a sophomore going into junior year.
Nice.
Going into
$1,000, that'd pay for like a book.
Yeah.
Oh,
if they actually use them.
Yeah. What are you studying?
I'm studying marketing and sustainable business.
Oh, that's
marketing
good.
Marketing and sustainable business. Okay.
Funeral homes, very sustainable.
Yes, very sustainable. Okay, look, here's the deal. Okay, do you feel like in your 21 years you've accumulated enough worthless information to win a grand in 60 seconds?
I hope so.
Okay. We're going to find out here.
I'm inspiring young people across the land.
This is what's going to happen to you, Benjamin. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within a 60-second time frame. You'll hear the ticking in the background, indicating that it's the time is going to run out, and you'll hear a very irritating buzzer. Now, if you can answer all 10 of those questions correctly within 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. At any time during the 60 seconds, if you don't know an answer, you can say pass, move on. If you have time left over at the end, come back. We pick them up, get them all right, you get the cash. Are you prepared to go?
I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Everybody set?
3, 2, 1. Go.
What's your father's name?
Brett.
Botany is the study of what?
Pardon me?
Botany is the study of what?
Pass.
What body part did Vincent van Gogh cut off?
His ear.
Spell coffee.
Pass.
What alcohol goes into a Black Russian?
Pass.
What is 12 times 7?
12 times 6, 60, 70, 84.
Peter Benchley wrote this book about a great white shark.
Moby Dick.
Which artist performed at the 2015 Super Bowl? Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, or Janet Jackson?
Katy Perry.
What is a Geiger counter used to detect?
Pass.
What is the sign of the zodiac is represented by a ram?
Cancer, maybe?
Okay.
Time is up. Okay, you had several passes there. It's a little.
Yep.
It sounds easier than it is. Okay,
you're young. You still have lots.
You got four.
We're gonna take you back. Bring you up to speed here. Okay.
Did he answer? Did you say Brett was your father's name, or did you just not? What's your father's name?
My father's name is Brett.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, perfect.
Good. Okay, so
okay,
you did get that right.
Okay.
Boy, that was close.
All right, botany is the study of plants. Coffee, you spell C-O-F-F-E-E. What alcohol goes into a Black Russian? Vodka.
What are they drinking these days at college?
Hey, he's only 21. Come on, he just got to go to a bar. Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. Peter Benchley wrote the book Jaws. And a Geiger counter is used to detect radiation. And Aries is the zodiac sign represented by a ram.
But Benjamin, okay, we do have a fine consolation prize for you.
Don't feel bad.
Family four-pack of tickets to the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301, part of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, July 22nd, New Hampshire Motor Speedway. This is a big race, a great deal. So congratulations, enjoy that, have yourself a great time. And enjoy your summer off and get back to it and have a great year coming up next year, okay?
Thank you, I will.
Okay,
thanks.
Take care now. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to play? You think you got what it takes?
I'm slightly concerned about the future.
Log on to WROR.com.
He's still listening.
And you can fill it out, okay? WROR.com. Win a grand in 60 seconds.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
And it is now time for your 620 Men for Maine, everybody. Here we go. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem has been arrested and charged with having a few too many moose heads at $3 Dewey's, then burglarizing the Bangor Farm Animal Feed Depot and Sporting Goods store. He's sitting in his cell when his lawyer, Earl Swinford Esquire, walks in and we hear...
So tell me, Lem, I have to know before I take your case. Are you innocent of the charges?
Absolutely, Earl. I'm as innocent as the day is long.
Okay, then. I'm going to have to charge you $500.
Oh, that's pretty steep. I don't think I can afford it.
Well, in that case, what can you give me?
Would you take a pair of skis, two tennis rackets, a set of match golf clubs, three bowling balls, and a 50-pound bag of pig pellets?
Sounds fair to me.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning.
Oh, my God!
The Lorne and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning, this is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, a rock and roll fantasy, and it's time now for your early Monday morning cautionary tale.
Yeah, speaking of fantasies, you know, everyone has their fantasy celeb crush, and Tiffany Haddish was on Jimmy Kimmel talking about how she has a list of men she'd like to get together with, and one time she met the man that she'd like to get together with. And this is what she said to him.
Leonardo was on that list, okay? Oh. It was to get pregnant by him. So when I met him...
Oh, my God.
So when I saw him, I was like, got to work on the goals. So I saw him and I walked up to him and I was like, hi, Leonardo. My name is Tiffany Haddish and I think that you are such a talented person. He's like, thank you. I think you're really funny. I saw you with Chris Rock and all that. So I just want to tell you something. He's like, what? I was like, I want to hit. He's like, what? I said, I want to hit that. I ain't talking about drugs.
Oh, my God.
But I only want to do it to you as your character out of What's Eating Gilbert Grape. He would be Arnie. And he's like, why? And I was like, well, I like my men a little weak, but also I feel like you did an amazing job. I think you did an excellent performance, and I feel like you deserve an award. And here it is.
She is funny.
Oh, she's amazing. Awesome. She's amazing. I don't know what ended up happening. I don't know if he accepted the offer, but it's a good way to hit on somebody.
So if I said that to Sarah Jessica Parker, how much time do you think I'd get? 8 to 10 years?
8 to 10 at least, Hank. Yeah, there's no question about that. Yeah. Okay, coming up.
I think it'd be worth it, though.
Okay. Did anybody watch any of the U.S. Open over the weekend? The golf tournament?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, you watched some of that.
No.
In case you missed what Phil Mickelson did, we're going to ask you, because I got a feeling that there's not one golfer in the world who hasn't done this or wanted to do this.
I did it three times last week.
Okay, great. Okay.
At the International.
I mean, and now the people are screaming about him. They say he should have been disqualified. So we're going to cover that for you coming up next.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Hello, friends. Okay. So a huge golf tournament over the weekend, the U.S. Open. You know, one of the big majors in the world. And Phil Mickelson, one of the great, great golfers of all time. Beloved golfer. I mean, he sticks his foot in it. Just completely. He did something that we've all wanted to do. We've all done. But you never see a professional golfer do something like this on the tour or especially at a major golf tournament. So it's, and I think it was just total frustration. So he's on the 13th. He's had a couple of pretty tough days here. And the golf course was insanely difficult to play. The rough was like 2 feet thick. And the greens were dry and incredibly fast. So he's up on a green on the 13th, and he's having a really tough time. And he putts, and he misses, and he putts back, and he misses, and he putts, and he misses, and he putts, and he misses, and he putts down, and goes past the hole, and finally...
It was about to, like, roll off the back of the green.
Yeah, it's going to clear off the back of the green. So while the ball is still rolling, he runs down, stops it, and hits it while it's still rolling back toward the cup. And it's like everybody... You can't do that. That's illegal. No, it's not legal. You can't do that.
My kids do that when we play pitch and, you know, a little putt-putt.
Yeah. Or if you take them out to miniature, you know, putt-putt. They do that. Oh, stop the ball. Boom. And, of course, you can't do that.
So what happened?
And the rules of golf, it's almost like violating a tenet of the Bible.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, sacred rules of golf and all this stuff. So people are, you know, they're calling for his head. You know, he should have been disqualified and all this sort of thing. But what they did, he would have taken an 8, plus they added a 2-stroke penalty. So he has to take a 10 on this whole thing. Now, here are two sports professionals watching this right after it happens. And this is Curtis Strange, who's, you know, multiple, a major winner, and Joe Buck. So here we go. Now, listen, they're just stunned.
Wow. That's stunning. The look on your face, Curtis Strange, when I just looked at you, and, I mean, we didn't know that was coming. That was jarring.
I've never seen anything like that from a world-class player in my life.
Look at Beef looking at him. Andrew Johnston's looking at him like, what was that?
And I know right now, looking at him, he's probably saying, what in the world did I just do?
He's putted bad enough that I think he just snapped at how bad his speed was on that putt. He just snapped.
I think he snapped. You know, we all snap.
Made me feel good. He took a 10 on a par 4 hole.
Okay, and how many times did you do that same thing last week?
Just three times last week out of the International.
Three times. Okay, so I say give the guy a break.
You have to, because anybody that golf is such a frustrating game, anybody who's played could understand how he did it.
Exactly. I don't think he should ever play the game again.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Suspended
we appreciate
for
that.
Life.
Okay, thank you. And speaking of sports,
yes,
Sox salvaged it.
Yeah, they did. They went boom, boom, boom. They blasted 3 home runs. They beat the Mariners 9-3 yesterday in Seattle. Rafael Devers, Jackie Bradley Jr., and Xander Bogaerts all homered. Eduardo Rodriguez suddenly has 9 victories. Gave up 2 runs, struck out 9, and 6 innings of work. Sox are off today. They're in Minneapolis tomorrow against the Twins. Chris Sale on the mound. Sox and Yankees tied for first place in the East. Yankees actually a couple percentage points ahead. Tom Brady told Oprah Winfrey he's still motivated to play football, but he says he's getting closer to retirement as well.
Mm-hmm.
Turns 41 on August 3rd. World Cup stunner Mexico beat defending champion Germany 1-0 in Russia. The celebration in Mexico City was so intense, it actually set off earthquake sensors.
Now, that's amazing.
They had seismic activity because of the jumping
that
and yelling and screaming.
Amazing.
Wow.
And for the second straight year, Brooks Koepka is the U.S. Open champion, finished 1 over for the tournament on a very difficult Shinnecock Hills course on Long Island. He's the first golfer since Curtis Strange in 88 and 89 to win back-to-back Opens. took home a tidy $2.16 million.
Wow.
And let's talk about Brockton firefighter Matt Parziali. Hey, yeah. What a tournament. He made the cut, finished tied for the low amateur score at 16 over, also tied with Phil Mickelson. That's a pretty nice thing to be able to tell your grandchildren.
And he didn't stop the ball.
That's right. Best part of the whole Parziali experience, his dad, Vic, a retired Brockton firefighter, he was on the bag as his caddy. Said he was the best Father's Day ever. And that's a look at sports.
Thank you very much. Okay, coming up next, we got your Brian Bell Buster for the day.
That's right. It's Drew's birthday. His wife, Kristen, wants to mess with him. So I called Drew as the plumber's working on his house. Pretty much the worst plumber in the world.
How am I supposed to take a shower with little holes in the wall?
They'll patch right over. Yeah, you might need a drywall guy next. But you got another shower in there somewhere, right?
No.
Oh, that's
no, I don't. I'm glad you think I do, but no, I don't.
Yeah, you know, hey, adding a shower would be a great idea because it really increases your home value.
Well, you're probably right, except I don't think I would have you guys do it because you guys can't listen.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
It's Drew's birthday, and his wife, Kristen, wanted to mess with him. And, well, they already had a plumber coming out to the house, so why not call as the plumber with what's going on in the bathroom?
Hello?
Hey, yeah, trying to reach Drew.
This is Drew.
Hey, Drew. Mario from Plumbing calling about your bathroom.
Okay. What was your name again?
It's Mario.
Okay.
I'm the apprentice. They sent me out, so I'm kind of checking things out. I'm still, you know, still learning here, but they sent me out to cover some of these simple jobs, you know?
Well, it should be pretty easy. It was just a leaky faucet. I can't imagine. I would imagine, actually, you're probably already done, right?
You know, when I found the leak right at the faucet, I kind of got that sealed up, got that taken care of.
Good.
Yeah, well, it kind of popped some other leaks in some other spots once that one was kind of sealed up.
What do you mean by sealed up, and what do you mean by other leaks?
Well, you know, a little leak under the faucets, we took care of that, and then that popped out another leak that I had to kind of chase down a little bit, you know, so we had to follow that pipe back into the wall a little bit, and we found that one.
Wait, fixed in the that. Wall?
Yeah, a little bit of drywall had to come out.
Okay, all right. I mean, that's more than I expected, but it's still pretty minor.
Yeah, and then we had to kind of chase it back behind, like, the shower area.
What?
Another little section there. That should go right back in, patched up, no problem. We finally figured it out. It was kind of like a Three Stooges situation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I thought we talked about this with your boss, and I said if there's any more than, like, a work area beyond the sink, like, you guys have to call me. You can't just go chasing the stuff and ripping down walls. What did you do to my shower?
Ooh, well, just, you know, kind of like that wall where all the guts are. We had to kind of pull that down a little bit to get back there.
Took my wall down or my shower?
Just some pieces, you know, little pieces, little holes, little so we could get in there.
How am I supposed to take a shower with little holes in the wall?
But yeah, well, they'll patch right over. You know, you might need a drywall guy next, but, you know, it'll be all right.
I tell you, the concept of what you think is okay is mind-boggling.
You got another shower in there somewhere, right?
No.
Oh, that's
no, I don't.
Shower.
I'm glad you think I do, but no, I don't.
Yeah, you know, hey, adding a shower would be a great idea because it really increases your home value.
Well, you're probably right, except I don't think I would have you guys do it because you guys can't listen.
And then, I know it wasn't really on the work order, but that toilet is really clogged. I don't know if you want us to check that out.
No, please leave it alone.
Because well, we went out for lunch and hit the Mexican place down the street, and then right after that, boom, that toilet was pretty clogged.
So you're saying that the toilet is because of you guys? So you guys went out and got burritos, came back, and took a my toilet,
oh
and
my
then
God.
Fish tacos, actually. And
that's freaking gross.
Definitely didn't agree with me. I thought I could kind of clean it out quick. For what they charge for those Dysons, they are not a wet-dry vac, I have found out.
I try not to lose my cool because I'm at work.
I didn't have our wet-dry vac. That was on another job, so I was just trying to
clean
it out.
So you used my $400 Dyson to try to clean a toilet?
They cost that much, and they can't handle a little, you know, wet-dry situation?
Oh, my Lord. This is just a cruel joke. There's no way you're this dumb. There's absolutely no way. Is there a part where you tell me good news?
I know how we can turn this around. You know what I mean, Drew?
No, I can't see any way to turn this around at all. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Maybe you should call your wife, Kristen.
Did you talk to her, too, and tell her what was going on?
Yeah, actually, she called me, Brian Bell, here at WROR. Wanted to get you with a Brian Bell Buster, Drew.
You're calling from a radio station?
Yeah, this is the Lauren and Wally Show. She just wanted to mess with you for your birthday.
I'm glad to hear that because I was literally going to lose my mind. You can't talk about a man's Dyson like that.
Oh.
Well, thanks for calling. I don't know. What do you
say? Hey, well, thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show, and thanks for being a good sport. And happy birthday. We'll help you get Kristen back, okay?
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So I guess maybe the big question this morning is, where does parental responsibility end? In case you haven't seen it, we're posting this on our website, and you can see the whole thing. WRR.com of the kid who broke the 100, and how much is this thing?
$132,000
sculpture.
Yeah, so it was in Kansas, and this kid's in like a kind of a community center, and there's all this stuff out, and he's 5 years old, he's running around, and he knocks over this thing. We're like, that's a bummer, because everybody knows, no matter how hard you try, stop running, stop running, stop running, stop running.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes they don't stop running. So you're like, ugh, and then the parent's on the hook for the $132,000 because that's what the city wants her to pay. And we're like, whoa, that's awful. What, are you kidding me, kids? You know, sometimes you lose control of your little nutty kids, and that's what happens.
Yeah, and you're thinking like, well, I mean, it's a community center. It's not like they're running around the MFA. Right?
Right, exactly. You're not, like, sure about the value of things.
Yeah.
But then we looked at the video.
Let's go to the tip.
Okay, so because you're thinking, okay, so because they filed for the insurance claim. The insurance claim, as all insurance companies do, because I love them so much, their whole job is not to pay. They don't want to pay you. So they said, nope, we're not paying for this because it was the kid's fault,
well,
the parents' fault.
When you look at the video, I see where they're coming from, because the kids are running around this area, which is actually nice. It doesn't. It looks
I would
more
say
like a museum.
Amok.
Amok, yes. Okay, yes. Running amok. Yeah. And it's a nice community center with a lot of things that precariously perched on, you know.
It's a nice display. And
stands, yeah,
and
right.
Stands.
Local artists and stuff.
And the mom is sitting on the couch talking to her friends, not paying attention at all, not saying to her kids, stop running around here, not saying to her son who grabs the statue and tries
pulls
to
it
hoist
off.
Stuff,
yeah.
Not say anything. It drops to the ground. She doesn't even move.
She's like
saunters over there, like whatever. And then it was like, wow, what the heck? Then she was interviewed, and this was her attitude. Now, first we have her, and then we have the guy who works for the community center.
Right, yeah. Okay.
I hear yelling. Where is your mother? Maybe this is like 800 or something. No, it's $132,000. I'm sorry. We're finished here. My children are well supervised, but all people get distracted. It's in the main walkway, not a separate room, not plexiglass, not protected, not held down.
There's a societal responsibility that you may not interact with it, you know, if it's not designed for interaction.
That's what he said about the statue.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
her
you know,
attitude was.
She violated the first principle. Get off your butt and be in control with your kids.
That's the thing. You have to be like, this is my only sports reference of the week.
Ooh.
You have to be like a parent covering your kids, like a basketball player covers some other basketball
like Garden.
Player.
Great, yeah, right,
great
yeah.
sports.
Yeah.
I want
to
thank.
Excellent.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I want to thank Mrs. Hubbard because I smashed her family heirloom ceramic Christmas tree in like 1974. Didn't charge me a nickel.
That was nice of her.
Nice.
Very nice of her.
I'd like to apologize now for doing it.
Okay.
One time when I was in Paperama in Norwood back in the 70s. I was running around and I knocked over an entire like wall of glass things, and boy was father was so mad. They didn't make us pay though.
So what do you think? I mean, is this a legitimate claim? I mean,
I think that she might be on the hook for it because of because if you look at like, did she take the necessary precautions to prevent it from happening? That's like insurance speak, right? And
her callous attitude.
Yeah, makes
yeah.
Her,
yeah,
makes
yeah,
her,
I hear you. I hear you, Hank. Yeah,
makes
her callous attitude. Make her appear to be very guilty of negligence.
It's tough
in the
to
whole
watch
thing.
Your kids all the time.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Really,
you got to do a better job.
You have to control your kids.
It's tough. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this. All right. So when I was a kid and we did a cross country trip,
right? Yeah.
Family we went with. Have you ever been to the Petrified Forest?
Yeah.
They have an entire room you have to walk through of warning letters. Because there's a curse of the Petrified Forest. Because if everyone takes a little piece of the Petrified Forest, there won't be anything
left to
see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the kid that we were with took a piece.
Really?
You won't.
Did the curse come true?
Oh, so quickly.
We'll find out exactly what happened right after, right before Men from Maine, which is coming up next. And by the way, speaking of Men from Maine, that is next right here at WROR. Hang on. And now the answer to what happened to the family whose kid took the piece of the petrified forest.
So, okay. Thought we were going to play Men from Maine.
Yeah, we are. Right after this.
Okay. Coming up. So my family were on a vacation to, you know, the petrified forest. We're driving cross country with another family.
Yeah.
This kid from the other family takes a little piece of the petrified forest, which they warn you, do not take anything. Bad luck has befallen. Yeah. Like, they walk you through all these returned pieces and letters from people sending it back. So we pull out of the parking lot, and for 1,500 miles, my father was driving in the lead, and they were following us.
Yeah.
But because of the way we pulled out of the parking lot, this other family pulls out in front of us, so now we're following them. We're driving down the road from the petrified forest, and all of a sudden, things start falling off of their camper.
Really?
My dad says, my God, what is that? They're lug nuts. So he's like, he gets on his CB and says, hey, Bob, you might want to pull over. So he pulls over, and the tire on the back wheel completely falls off of the camper.
Unbelievable.
Oh, no.
And the family gets out, and we all pull over, and we're looking, and the kid from the other family gets out and goes, pulls a little piece of the petrified forest out of his pocket, a little rock, and he goes, gee, I guess they weren't kidding about that.
The Lauren Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
I've never seen a human man throw a rock further than that.
Here's your man. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's thrill-packed episode begins, Lem and Ephus are at $3 Dewey's. Ephus is reading the Bangor Daily, and we hear...
Hey, Lem.
Yeah?
It says here in the paper... You can burn off just as many calories having sex as you can by running 5 miles.
Oh, I don't think that's possible.
Well, why not? It says it right here in the paper.
Well, I don't think it's possible to run 5 miles in under a minute.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally.
Why won't you want to touch the keyboard?
I had the stat wrong. It's more than you think.
Oh, God, no.
1 in 7 people have done this at work. Oh, God, I don't even know. I don't get it. You have any ideas?
Okay.
Take their computer into the bathroom with them.
Really?
Pick their nose when they have a cold.
Okay, that's, yeah, well.
That's pretty gross.
It's pretty gross. Sex. 1 in 7 people has had sex at work in their workplace.
Really?
With another person.
What? Really? Okay, I'm glad you qualified that.
Wow.
I mean, that's a
1 in 7?
Yes, 1 in 7.
You'd think it'd be 2 in 7.
one would think, yes, right.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And then it says 44% of people have had full-blown office romances, but... This is interesting. 1 in 10 have done it with their boss, and 34% of those admitted it's because they wanted to get ahead at work. They really don't like you, just FYI.
Oh, gosh.
17% of them cost their jobs. But I read this other statistic that of the, I think 34% got caught when you...
No kidding. Yes. Okay.
People get caught.
Okay, now we're talking about actually having sex in the workplace.
In the workplace. Not like office romance and then
you go to a hotel. Yeah.
Like in your, like you, like when I walk down the hall now, I'm like.
Okay, so when you get to work today, if you work with seven people, who do you think it is?
Right.
Okay, look around.
Let's everybody play that game.
Okay. Okay. This is your game at work today. Okay. You work with 14
God.
People. You got to pick 2 people. 21 okay. people, 3. You got the idea.
We
on
did have a situation way back in this building where a couple of coworkers were caught on a. It was New Year's Eve.
Here in the building. Yeah.
Yes, rendezvousing. Caught by.
Oh, I remember Rondé.
Yeah, Ron.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a French couple.
I mean,
rendezvous
at the Herald. There's famous stories
in the building.
Oh yeah.
Really.
It had nothing to do with me. I only
reported
spread
them.
The rumors.
Okay, good. Okay, so, okay. Hey, give us a call tomorrow and tell us what you learned at work today. Okay,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, so stand by for that. Okay, and we got
some
dirty
keyboard.
Dirty laundry is coming
really?
up 7:45 this morning. We're going to cover some good stuff in dirty laundry.
We got Tom Brady.
What did he tell Oprah about retirement?
Super Soul Sunday. We got that sort of stuff, and then we've got kind of. Bad Father's Day for some people.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was really a bad Father's Day for him. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, let's get right to a 7:45 Dirty Laundry update for it.
Okay, this is brought to you by Citizens Bank. It's all about Tom Brady and Super Soul Sunday with Oprah. I've never watched that my entire life, which I think you may need a soul.
Really? Anybody watch it?
I mean, I tried.
Yep, I know. I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah, I watched some clips, and I just, first of all, just an editorial comment here. Tom Brady is a great football player, but he just is not a really compelling interview. He's just a little bit just vanilla, lacks charisma. But I watched because I want to know what he had to say. All right, so what does Tom Brady say about retirement? Here's what Oprah asked, and here was his response.
Have you thought about what happens after football for you?
I think about it more now than I would than I used to.
Yeah.
I think now I think that I'm seeing that there's definitely an end coming sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. What does that end look like? Is that 43? Is it 45?
Yeah.
Is it?
As long as I'm still loving it.
As long as you're loving it, you're going
to
do it.
Yes. Yeah, so, as long as I'm loving the training and the preparation and willing to make the commitment. But it's also, I think what I've alluded to a lot in, you know, in the docuseries was there's other things happening in my life too. You know, I do have kids that I love, and I don't want to be a dad that's not there driving my kids to their games. And, you know, I think kids, you know, my kids have brought a great perspective in my life, you know, because kids just want the attention. You better be there and be available to them.
I know, it's exhausting.
Yeah, well, not when you got seven nannies.
Well, I don't think they have seven nannies, do they? No. But anyway, so, you know, that was kind of an no big surprises. He said that, you know, he talked about when he loses, that, you know, this year it was easier to lose than it was in the past. It's just important things were more important. He said that he was a little depressed about this season, but he was really living a nightmare when the Giants beat the undefeated Patriots in Super Bowl XL22. 1-1. He also said, sir. And despite his success, Brady says he still doesn't like being called the greatest quarterback of all time. What? I don't like it at all. I don't feel that way. I'm not attached to that feeling. I don't care whether people think it or not. I just want to be the best I can be.
Okay.
Yeah. He brushed off any rumors of any organizational turmoil. He says he loves Belichick. He thinks he's an incredible coach and a mentor for me. He's pushed me in a lot of ways. He did talk about the separate training place at TB12 Sports Therapy. And sort of he was asked if it's a separate place. And she said, I know I wouldn't say that. I'd probably do some of my own techniques a little differently than the rest of the team. The team, I would say, like most teams, is very systematic in their approach. What I learned, I guess, is different from some of the things that are systematic. But that works for me. And it's nothing that I don't talk about with my coach and my owner. I just want to be the best player I can be. And on kissing his son on the lips, everyone freaked out about that because, I mean, that's what people, you kiss your little face of your kids. He said he grew up in an affectionate home. When I grew up, it was just part of our family. He did get nervous, though, because he said, I was wondering maybe the kids at school would say something because maybe they watched. He said, that's probably more than what I thought about. Is he going to have to deal with kids coming up and teasing him? It's hard for kids. So that's Tom Brady, and that's what he had to say. And we hang on every word, Tom.
But it wasn't compelling.
It was just, I mean, I don't know. If you are a fan of Tom Brady, you tuned in and you were
fascinating.
But he didn't, reveal anything like, I'm going to retire at 45, the end. Oprah, speaking of Oprah, she has reportedly inked a massive deal with Apple to create original programs directly compete with Netflix and Amazon. So that's crazy. She's got OWN, she's got Weight Watchers, and now she's got everything. And you get a Netflix show, and you get an Apple show, and you get whatever. And Tommy Lee's son, for Father's Day, posted the video of him knocking him out as a happy Father's Day. That's a tremendous
That's a tight family right there. Yeah.
I know, okay. Anyway, that's what's going on.
Okay. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Excitement is in the air, ladies and gentlemen, because this is where the gauntlet gets thrown down. We're going to find out, human being against the clock, do they have what it takes? And our contestant, our player is on the line this morning. His name is Buddy Brunel. He works at Mass General. He's from Weymouth, Massachusetts. So first of all, we greet Buddy with a good morning, and how are you doing today?
Very good.
Good. So, Buddy, what do you do at Mass General?
I am a supervisor in the sterile processing department.
Oh.
You know, that sounds like a pretty important job to me.
Do you use Purell at all?
Actually, we have Calstat that we use.
Oh, okay.
I see.
Okay.
You know, because nobody wants to go someplace and have surgery by a guy known as the Dirty Doctor. Well, you know what I'm saying? So, Buddy,
yep.
I understand you're a big fan of Jeopardy. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, so you're smart.
So you got a lot of answers in that head of yours, right?
Hopefully.
Well, questions,
okay.
Really.
Okay. Okay. We got the answers. We got the questions. Here's what's going to happen. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within the next 60 seconds. If you don't know one of the answers immediately, say pass and move on. We'll go back to it if we have time at the end. If you get all 10 right within 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. It's that simple. Are you prepared to play?
Yes, I am.
3, 2, 1, go.
When is the first day of summer this year?
First day of summer is the 21st.
There are 200. There are 206 of these in the human body.
Bones.
What is half of 96?
48.
The popular kids' board game is called Chutes and What?
Ladders.
Who sang Ebony and Ivory with Paul McCartney?
Michael Jackson.
What morning beverage do we get from a K-cup pod?
Coffee.
Spell pressure.
P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E.
What actress played Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games?
Pass.
What land did Dorothy meet the wizard?
The Land of Oz.
In the popular Christmas song, chestnuts roast on what?
An open fire.
What actress played Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games?
Okay, well, you know, you did a really good job.
You did a really good job.
Eight correct, one missed, one pass. Okay,
I thought you had it there until Stevie Wonder.
Let's pick up the one he missed.
Stevie Wonder, the one you actually got wrong was Stevie Wonder played with Paul McCartney on Ebony and Ivory. And Jennifer Lawrence played Katniss Everdeen in Hunger Games. Do you have any kids?
Yes, I have three kids.
Oh, well, you know what? Blame them. They should have known that.
They should have alerted you. Buddy, for you, we have a great consolation prize. It's a movie. It's called Tag. You've probably seen it.
Oh, it's awesome.
You've got to go see this. It just opened here. It's about these three guys who have a lifelong game of tag. It's Ed Helms, John Hamm, Jeremy Renner, rated R, in theaters now. Thank you very much for playing. Enjoy the movie and have yourself a great day. And keep that stuff clean over at Mass General. Would you please?
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, if you would like to have a chance to play, all you got to do is log on to WROR.com, fill out the old application, and we could be calling you and you could be playing coming up right here at WROR. So, Catherine Zeta-Jones said something over the weekend that made me really respect her.
You respect her?
Yes, she was honest.
Oh, my God. Only you would respect her.
Oh, what?
Hank, what did she say? We'll find out coming up next. In the meantime, Hank is here.
I love her. Hey, Southbound Expressway.
So what is it that really upset you about what Catherine Zeta-Jones had to say? Anyway,
First of all, it's so obnoxious. Second of all, it's jinxy. I mean, I just think it's jinxy. And third, it's just, I don't know, bad form. This is what she said. She's 48, and she's done being sorry for how awesome her life is. She told a newspaper, "One thing I'm not is humble anymore. I'm sick of being humble. I really am. So sorry I'm rich. So sorry I'm married to a movie star. So sorry I'm not so bad looking. No sorries. Enough. All that is important to me now is my work." The work on your face? That's what I've done.
Oh, wow.
No, say she's being honest.
That's what I love, and the rest of my life is a joy because I've got two beautiful kids and a healthy, happy husband. It's all good, and I'm not going to be humble for that either. How about exchange the word just grateful? Be grateful. She doesn't have to hide it necessarily, but this is just a terrible, obnoxious, now I don't like her. I'm like, you know what, Catherine Zeta-Jones? Loved your work. Not really. Really? Admired. Not really.
You have a problem with that?
Zorro is
absolutely yeah, not. Good. I think she's sick of getting her head stoved in.
I do
and she's
too.
Finally
yeah.
like, hey, listen, yeah. you know yeah. what? I got lucky.
Yeah, I got lucky. I'm very lucky. Thank you very much.
I'm not going to
apologize for being for be getting lucky.
She didn't say she got. She didn't say lucky. Like that's lucky would be like I'm grateful. It has nothing to do with me. She's saying I'm not humble anymore. I'm not humble. She's like I'm awesome. That's it. And it's obnoxious. It might be honest, but it's obnoxious.
She's kind of flipping off the begrudgers of the world.
Yeah.
You know what? She's just I think she's doing more than that. I think she's like in your face. So what? I'm good looking. So what? My kids are awesome. So what? I have a bazillion homes. So what? Blah blah blah. I would not want to sit next to that person at a dinner party. Nor would I want to be stuck in an elevator with them. So I've said it, and I'm just being honest.
Now it's time to regret it.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. I mean, hey.
What do you think?
She sounds a little annoying.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I just
still pretty nice looking though, isn't she?
Oh boy. Yep. Yes.
Yeah, just ask her.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. A good point on your part. Thank you very much.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. This is what you've been waiting for. The Bill Lee Report is on the air for WROR. Here's, ladies and gentlemen, Red Sox pitching legend himself, Bill the Spaceman Lee. Now, the interesting thing is, interesting things always seem to happen to Bill Lee. For example, over the weekend, they're doing a big induction ceremony in Montreal because Pedro Martinez is being inducted into their Hall of Fame up there.
Nice.
But for some reason or another, Pedro's not there. So who accepts the award on behalf of Pedro? Ladies and gentlemen, may I present Bill Lee. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So how did this happen, Bill?
Good morning, yeah. Oh, God. It's in a little town of St. Mary's, Ontario. It's 538 miles from my house.
Yeah.
And I drove there because they told me Pedro was going in and would I be present. And, you know, they introduced me as the only guy in the audience that has hit a home run in Trail BC other than Jason Bay, who's in the Canadian Hall of Fame.
Yes, okay.
Jason Bay, our Jason Bay, who played for us. So Pedro doesn't show up. So they get up there and they announce the staff that he's had a medical problem.
Yes.
And I get up and I said, yeah, he's had a medical problem. He's got a stiff neck from Julio Lugo's home run at Fenway last weekend.
Okay.
So they bring the house down. I keep going on and tell them that they need more Canadian content in their Hall of Fame. They elected Lloyd Mosby of Toronto. So I'm there with Gillick, Beeson, all the Toronto high-ends. And I am, you know, and it's almost like a Shakespearean play because all the rich people had their heads in their laps, and all the common clay were up giving me standing ovation. It was like, and then Kelly Gruber doesn't show up. He gets pulled because of a radio show supposedly in Toronto the night before, and he gets escorted out of the country with three Pinkerton agents. It was unbelievable.
Wow!
Yeah. So it was
interesting weekend for you, Bill.
Debacle they wanted me to save it. I don't think I saved it too well.
Okay. Okay, so there's a couple of things we want to talk to you about this morning. Because the Red Sox just keep rolling. They're just looking really good. And we had another win. We salvaged a split out in Seattle, you know, which is good. Seattle's hottest team in baseball right
now.
They're a
good team.
Okay. So what we're wondering about is an incident that happened last week. Chris Sale is being taken he's being lifted in a ball game. And while he's leaving the mound, apparently, he figures, okay, I'm out of the ball game now. I can tell the umpire what I think of him. So as he's being taken out, the umpire kicks him out. Can you actually get kicked out of a ball game when you're being taken out of a ball game?
Well, sure, you sure can now.
Yeah, well, okay, good point. Yep.
You know what I mean? The thing is, you've got to learn tactfully how to debate with an umpire. They're very hard to debate with because they got all this padding and stuff like that, and they usually have a cane with a little red tip on it and a dog. So other than that, you can go at it and stuff. You just can't insult their mother. You can't use profanity, but you have to use intelligence. And I think guys born in Florida just don't have that. But it's good that they went to Seattle, because there's no better place to cool off in America than Seattle. So that was really...
Hey, Bill, if you yell and scream at an umpire, and, you know, maybe drop a few bad words, the next day when you see him at the next game and you walk by him, do you apologize to him?
Yeah. Yeah, you just say it was the heat of the moment. You get into that. Look at Pinella. You want to do something, all you fans out there, is Google Pinella. There's a 5-minute clip of him, and it's unbelievable, his tirades and how he went after umpires and how, the things he did, his antics. You know, Earl Weaver, everything that he did. And I'm telling you, it is so much better than instant replay. That's what I want. I don't want instant replay. I want umpires thrown out of the... I mean, managers, pitchers... It makes for just good video.
Do you kind of miss that in the game, Bill? I mean, it's kind of the kinder, gentler MLB now. They don't really get into that anymore.
Tell me about it. I'm pitching yesterday. I drove 535 miles. I come back at noon. I'm playing in Montpelier on my field. We're visitors. And they've got netting all around that minor league field now. It's like every field's hermetically sealed. And I just don't like Fenway Park. It looks like, you know, all the fans are in jail or the players are in jail. It looks almost like there was a movie called, oh, God, I don't know what it was called, Rollerball. You know, it's Rollerball.
Oh, yeah, I remember Rollerball, yeah.
It's terrible. This is what America is turning into. That is a futuristic movie. And everybody ought to go rent it. And that's the history. That's the future of sport in America. And that's an ugly thing. Think of all the cage fighting and everything else. It's got all these Mad Max movies and everything else. That's our future, and that's a bad future.
Happy Monday with Bill Lee.
There is your Bill Lee report this morning. The future of sports in America is unbelievable. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Bill. Okay.
And not bad for hungover, huh?
Yeah. Hopefully, we're all still around to talk to you next week.
Okay.
Hopefully, I'll make it. See you
okay. Then. Have a good one.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.